be careful of any success journey that you undertake, especially entrepreneurship, business, whatever. Because if you do nothing in life, you're safe. Okay, you don't have a great life, but you're safe. It's almost like being in a swimming pool. Look how good it looks today. They've just cleaned it. Hopefully we get all that done soon. But it's just like being in a swimming pool and getting in the shallow end. There's no danger. You're in. There's no danger. Is it fun? Not really, but is it cool? Yeah, on a hot day, you can just paddle your feet and you have a nice time. Do you get anything adventurous done? No, you don't swim, you don't go to the bottom. You just sit on the steps and just watch other people live their life and have fun. Is it good? It's good enough. It's good enough. Now, you get to the other end of the pool. Okay, you're in the deep end, but you're holding the surface. You're over the other side. You've reached kind of land, base camp, so to speak. And you grab onto the side and you can chill and you can see how far you've swam. You look back and you think, that was pretty cool, right? You're in the deep end. You can go underwater. Possibilities are endless. You've done it. Everything in between is wilderness. Okay, now a pool's a bad example because it's small and whatnot. But imagine like the guys who left the gulag. They left the gulag and they knew that wherever they run to is just going to be forest for hundreds of miles. Now, if they make it, it's promised lands, they're free. And if they don't leave, they're not going to die, but they're not going to have a great life. But they're not going to die. Do you see my point? It's like, but everything in between is wilderness. And I think the business world, I think entrepreneurship is very, very similar, where if you do nothing in life, which I'm not encouraging, but I'm just saying it's food for thought if you're going to go on a journey. If you do nothing in life and you just sit there and you just let life pass you by, everyone thinks it's shit. It's quite nice. It's quite nice. I'll be the first one to tell you this. You know, I don't think anybody's ever said this on the internet before. Doing nothing, being Mr. Average, is actually quite nice. GTA comes out, you play it for 8 hours a day. You know, you can just sit and masturbate, watch porn, eat shit food. Now, do I want that lifestyle? No, but it's all right. Do you know what I mean? Like 40 grand a year, sat at home, feet up, TV on, eat what you want, don't give a shit about what shape you're in and whatever. I imagine they've got some level of tolerable happiness, right? The people who have made it, who are billionaires, multimillionaires, whatnot, unbelievable lives. Everybody in between, miserable as fuck. So what I'm saying to you is, as soon as you undertake that journey of entrepreneurship, business, success, trying to be more in life, trying to do something that nobody else has done or very few could do, you set yourself up to have a miserable 10, 20, 30 years, maybe 5 years if you're quick, you know, whatever it might be. And you have to remember that the people that do nothing are happy and the people that make it are happy. It's survivorship bias. But the people in the middle, many don't make it. Many become disgruntled and pissed off in life. And the wilderness is very, very fucking dangerous.